pure name from Haridas Thakur, even anything will not be done. But if there is no offense like prostitute, he heard, and in 3 days she became so high class of Vaishnavi. And we are hearing from so many years and years and years, from 18 and 20 years, 25 years, but no advance. Why? Always engaged in making money and making over this sansar. We want to make it high and high, but not bhakti. Why? So we should try to do it. So how this transcendental name can come and dance on our tongue? Our tongue is material. Our ears are material. How this transcendental name can come in our? How it will come in our senses? How can we realize? If you are not doing anything for this, this is sadhana for bhava. So if you are not doing, then how it will come? Then you will be in horns and dilemma, like pendulum, here and there. You can chant, but not real name. You can hear Hari Katha, but not pure. Only abhas. We are doing now in abhas, in going in abhas. And from abhas, it may be that we will go to darkness. Darkness means aparadha. We can do nam. And we can think that, oh, you are doing name. But it is offense, like opposite to name. So you should always be very careful for these things. What is the time now?
4 hours.
Oh, now I should stop my class. You should realize all this. For this I have come to you, to help you, by the order of Swamiji. I don't want anything myself again. I want that you should be. You should come to at least this platform. Give up all these things. If you are dying now, by chanting and remembering, if you are dying, death may come. But what harm? If you are snake, also many lady snake may come. If you have become buffalo, sea buffalo may come. Hog or sea hog will come. No harm. In this life, you should be very strong, like this, and try to chant like this, always with sambandha gyan, very strongly, to attain Shuddha Sattva Bhava. You are so lucky to come in the line of our Guru Parampara, in Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu line, through Swamiji. You are lucky. But don't make it all in false egos and bad things. Very sincerely and strongly you should chant and remember what I do. I brought this message from Vrindavan, very far away, and you have come from distant place. So try to realize all this. Gaur Premanand.
Did you say that the Guru can't do what Lord Chaitanya can do in saving his devotee? I told you could.
Yes. All Gurus are not in the same platform. If Guru is not powerful like whom? Narada and all others, they cannot do. A Madhyam Adhikari, even he is Madhyam madham or moh, he cannot bring. He can help by his harikatha, giving some mood, something, but he cannot save.
Can we get the high class association by reading Shastra and by reading your book and Srila Prabhupada's
book? What?
Can we get this kind of association, high class of association?
If you are sincere, not offensing, and you are hearing all these things, and you can give up everything for hearing, for association, that class of, as at the time of Swamiji. I know that also boys, as students, very teenage boys and girls, they joined his mission and blindly following him. I know these girls, Vrindavan, Vilasini and all, always 24 hours and day and night there, where all kinds of bad persons come, airport, seaport, here and there, at the places of gambling, here, there, not caring for their life, very teeny, very beautiful at that time, and they took all the books and distributing and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, I'm seeing the lacking of all these things. No expression, as they have done in their teeny age. Now, girls and boys know so much enthusiasm in preaching, in doing kirtan, in distributing books. At that time, they can know, they can have experienced that how enthusiastic they were. Sometimes in plane they are going and distributing books and doing so many things. So I want that Nagar Sankirtan again to be done like that spirit. Book distribution should be also like that spirit. Otherwise no preaching. And to serve Gurudev, that tendency. So we must try to follow. But though it was external, but it will take us in
internal.
But try also always to be internal.
The question was that can we by reading books get this kind of
by reading books you cannot do in lakhs and lakhs years. Lakhs. It can help something if you are doing you are attending living association, high kind of place. You can read books, but from where you can have the tune of that word or that sentence that is written there? You know tune?
Meaning.
What is it? No meaning.
How it's
in what mood it has been told? That Ram, where you have gone? Ram, where you have gone? Ram, where you have gone? So where you will have this tune? In this Gita, Bhagavat and in my books and in my Swami books. I have told three tunes, but it may be so many different tunes. No? So where we will have? So jah bhagavat pada, you should go and attend and hear all these things, all shastra in association of high class of Vaishnava. They will give new, very interesting and very tasteful meanings. That your heart will jump. It will be saturated with all love and affection. All your, hairs, of your internal heart will be saturated with love and affection. So you try to be like that. I don't. Oh, Prabhupada ki jai. Only by his more than iron. Give up all your false egos and false things and other things other than Krishna serving. Hari Guru Vaishnava. And then Krishna will come to manage your effort. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prabhu Daya Karam. Umabi is poor of heart. If a sadhak is going to do this kirtan, first he should go to Narottam Thakur and mix his heart in the heart of Srila Narottam Thakur. And he should think that, oh, I am like Narottam Thakur. So mixing our heart with the heart of Narottam Thakur, if you will sing, knowing the meanings, and actually praying, not going towards the melody of kirtan or anything, only what is the essence of this kirtan. And with heart we should try to do kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Narottam Thakur, is weeping and praying, very weeping bitterly, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamur. O merciful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are yourself Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking the beauty and intrinsic mode of Srimati Radhika. And you have come to this world only to sprinkle your mercy without causeless, without cause. So I know that you are very merciful. So, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Daya Kari. You have come, you have descended to this world, taking the conjugal mercy in him. So you are more merciful than himself, Krishna, and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is more merciful than Krishna. But you combined Radha and Krishna, so your mercy is so high class. And you have come only, descend only, to do mercy to all, without any cause. And we see that even trees and creepers, mad elephants and all in the way of Vrindavan, all were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, even. There was no cause that elephant was taking, oh, Krishna name. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only saw from very distance, and this love and affection, where it is rare for Brahma and Shankar, even that mad elephant without any practice of bhakti yoga anything, and he began to chant Hare Krishna, bending on his knees and taking his trunk, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So how he was merciful. Jive Daya Kari. Swapa, Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Ya Jagat Majhare. Both. in whole world, there is none causeless, merciful like you. Anyone cannot be compared with Mahaprabhu. Even Krishna, even Radhika, even anyone. Because you have come only to sprinkle your mercy. So only you are hope in this world. There is none. I'm so wretched, so wretched. There is none wretched like me. Even more than Jagai Madhai. Even more. Because they were Jai Vijay actually. They were not fallen souls. They have come to play and to fulfill the desire of Himself, Narayan Krishna. So they were actually not. So I'm so wretched. Fallen. And you have come to sprinkle your mercy on only to Patit. Patit means those who are
fallen.
So if you have come for this reason, that you have come to sprinkle your mercy on fallen condition, then you will see that I am most qualified in the whole world. There is none
equal to me.
No, I am most fallen. So, I think that I deserve the quality to have your mercy. First, I am first person. Tuma bina ke tayalu jagat majari. Mosama patita prabhu na pai bear. In this world, if you will search patis to sprinkle your mercy, you will see that, oh, there are none qualified than me. I deserve this quality. Most fallen. But he is telling from core of his heart, not like us, that we can, our heart not melting. But Narottam Thakur, how he is praying from core of his heart. And he is weeping bitterly. These are choked, heart melting. Not to show others. We can sing very well when there will be crowd and there when there will be so many instruments, musical. And if there is none alone, we cannot do kirtan. And if you will sing, very good gathering, then we can dance. Even
jumping.
Yes. But if there is none, but he is weeping alone and doing kirtan. You should try to follow if you want to do kirtan like this, without any instrument. No need of also, it will be also
stopped.
Everything will stop. So if you want this, you can do kirtan like this. Even he is doing, but no tears coming. Then he looked towards Nityananda Prabhu. Because the whole mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gurudev, and Nityananda Prabhu is the root Gurudev. He had injuries from Jagai and Madai and so many, but he never cared. Only giving the mercy of Nitya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all. Come to Nitya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he is telling? He is dancing and not caring for other ones. And he is telling. Jatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvanam anisham tatova sansaram budhi taranudai. Nityananda Prabhu is telling, hear me. In lakhs and lakhs person, And he is telling, oh, hear me, hear me. If you are chanting Hare Krishna loudly, I'm guarantee, I'm taking what?
All responsibility.
Responsibility on my head. That if you are chanting Hare Krishna name day and night, weeping very loudly, then what will be? Oh, at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. Krishna will come. And they will liberate you. And they will give surely their services in Golok Vrindavan. And if it is not so, then, oh, I am realizing, I am
responsible for this.
Surely, I am here. You should chant like this. And if Krishna Prem does not come, then I am responsible. What is the meaning of this? Oh, surely, surely, surely. Like this. Surely. I am taking this. What?
Responsibility.
Krishna may tell that sarva dharmana paritajyamam ekam sharanam praja. Aham tvam sarva papabhav mokshayishyami maasucha. Nityananda Prabhu telling more, 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 more. That if you are chanting name in any way, with offense, without offense, without Shraddha, with Shraddha, no harm. Nityananda Prabhu is telling, Madhura Madhura me tata mangalam mangalanam, sakala nigamavalli satthalam chitsarupam, sakridaka parigitam shraddhaya heleyava, bhriguvaranarabhuha. Krishna has done pratigya. Pratigya means promise. What? If anyone will chant this Krishna name, which is the essence of whole Vedas, Upanishads, Bhagavatam, Gita, everything, essence, this name. If anyone is chanting without Shraddha, with Shraddha, anyone, in any way chanting, then what? Madhura madhura mayi tatamangalam mangalanam shakala nigvalli satphalam chit. Sakridapi parigitam, one time even. Parigitam shaddaya he leya va bhrigubaranar matram tari takrishna. Surely, Krishna has done promise like. So Nityananda Prabhu, again, promising. Krishna did in Dwaparju, and Nityananda Prabhu is promising, oh, let me hear. Don't think that I am telling false or I am misguiding. Have a faith on me. And if it is not, then you can take my ears and tell I am chanting Hari name. And nothing has done, oh, I am responsible. And if you have no trust in this, we are what we are? Very nonsense. We want that just now I want to see the fruit, which is absurd. Krishna name is transcendental. It works on transcendental body. Where? On soul. First you cannot see. If anyone has given a very beautiful, powerful seed to you, and he told that you should give it in earth and give some
water.
Oh, fruits will come, very sweet. And he gave that seed and he planted in earth. But same day he planted and at once he began to see that, oh, where is that fruit? Oh, you should have patience. Don't take the earth from there and see that where is fruit. it will begin from sprout will come, lips will come, then tree will come. It will take some. But if it is sprouted, then you should must know that all fruit will come. So have patience. But we want at once. If land is not fertile, you have not made land fertile. We have not planted this seed as actually. That was not seed, but what it was? It was abhas. Semblance of that seed. And yet you want that you should at once fruit, sweet fruit. You should wait. So Nityananda Prabhu is telling you. But we have no trust in that. We chanted one day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and after we saw that, where is Krishna? Where is Nityananda Prabhu? Where is Radhika? And we cannot say. And then, bogus thing. Bogus. Nityananda bogus, Mahaprabhu is bogus, Krishna is bogus, everything is bogus. And we go to hell. So have patience. What Nityananda Prabhu has told, it is true to extent. So, Nityananda Prabhu has promised that you have. So, have you patience. Don't give up. If you are brahmachari, be brahmachari. If you are grihastha, very good grihastha, very good grihastha. If you are sannyasi, maintain your sannyasi forever, eternally. And you should see, go on chanting day and night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Don't see fruit and don't want to taste fruit or anything. Always chanting and chanting, Krishna will manage everything. Have a belief on him, very strong belief. So, Narottam Thakur is telling, Haha Prabhu, Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Oh, you are obeyed of abode of all prince. Santa Dasya Sakha Vasalya. Even to Madhur as a Anangamajari. He can give anything you like. Preman, always serving Mahaprabhu or always serving Krishna in the shape Baldev Prabhu and Anangamajari. Always and always. No? So he is praying that I am very wretched. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, when I chant name, no tears, no heart melting. So please be merciful to me. Then he saw that, oh Nityananda Prabhu is high and I am so wretched. So if I will go to Sitanathpati, Advaita Acharya, who called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by his calling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended here in this world. So I should go to him and I should pray that, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, you should be happy to me, merciful to me, and please take me to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu will take me to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is process. First go to devotees. Devotees will take you to Guru, to Nityananda Prabhu. You can think that Advaita Acharya is devotee and Nityananda Prabhu is Guru. So how you can select your Guru? How can you search? You cannot search. Never. So go to pure devotees. And they will then decide, Nityananda Prabhu is actually Guru. And he can take you to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you can worship Radha and Krishna, conjugal and sarv in Vrindavan Guru. Otherwise, never, 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 never. But he remembers, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. He is always serving Krishna. And he has no time to hear all these prayers. So what should I do? I should go to Sarup Damodar. Surely he will hear. Then he calls, Haha Sarup Damodar, Sarup Sanatana. here Swarup Damodar and Ramanand both in one. So without mercy of Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda, you cannot do anything. If you want to go in Vrindavan, if you want to realize who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will have to go and surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Swarup and Damodar. Then he will give you Swarup, transcendental
form.
And we can realize by the mercy of Swarup Damodar, because he is Swarup of Raghu, Swarup Raghu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave in the hands of Swarup Damodar. Oh, you cannot know me. So if you want to know me and Radha Krishna Jugal, then I am giving it to. So this is the mercy that Guru gives. Like Srinivas Prabhu gave Ramachandra to Narottam Thakur. Without his mercy, we cannot go an inch in this. So he is praying to Ha Ha Swarup. Ha Ha means weeping bitterly. Ha Ha. And no other means Ha Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghunath Bhatta Yuga. Bhatta Yuga means Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Oh, very near and dear to Mahaprabhu. Six Goswami. And he remembers his Gurudev, Loknath Goswami. He is also Loknath, Loknath Das, and also Loknath, because he can give mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can give love and affection to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So he took shelter in the lotus feet of Loknath Das. Then he began to weep. Oh, my boyfriend,
intimate friend.
From boyhood. And who is he? Srinivasacharya. He thinks that Srinivasacharya is my senior god brother. He honors him so much. So he repents. That, oh, where you are, be merciful to me. Always you explain Srimad Bhagavat to me. How? Sometimes Radha and Krishna come to hear their explanation. How beautiful. So he is weeping and telling, oh, you should give me Ramchandra, your disciple, that he could remember all these things. All this. So you should do kirtan, any kirtan. If you are doing kirtan of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or be one with Bhakti Vinod Thakur and do kirtan like this, then you can go up. Otherwise, always worldly things will come in your mind and disturb, and you will go to hell. Nowadays, those who are not doing this, only thinking of their own problems, or more and more problems coming. So, don't give a second
your time
to think of your problems and anything. Always chant and remember and sing like this. Gaur Pramana. We were discussing. I want that. Oh, two words he should speak. Vrindavan Garden. Hari Niskuta.
Vrindavan.
This is the garden of Krishna. And this garden remembers Srimati Radhika. where Radha and Krishna playing on the bank of Radha and Kunda and Shyam Kunda, where there are so many coins there, also so many parrots, always glorifying Radha and Krishna, feet past them. So many Vrindavan trees are here, you can see. And so beautiful, so charming deities are Gaurnitam. So, it has come perhaps from the heart of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. And also Radha and Krishna, so beautiful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, six Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, Giriraj Govardhan also is there. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu has gone to Vrindavan, and they could not be more time there. Why, you know? They thought that if I am in Vrindavan, I will see Govardhan and Jamuna and all the places, Nanda Gavarsana, I will remember that I am myself Krishna. And it will be exposed to all. And then I cannot test three my desires. Never I can. So quickly he... So there are so many mysteries here. So I think that you should be always, if not by body or by mind, always in Vrindavan. Chant by tongue and remember by mind, both at a time. But in the guidance of any high class of devotees whose heart is mixed with Vrindavan modes, always. Always Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna, like this. And then you can follow all these things and you can, but you will have to keep patience. Also not doing any offense, not criticizing any Vaishnava. And only you, if you will see that, the disciples of my Gurudev only are devotees in this world. There are non-devotees in whole world. This is like offense. Don't feel like that. So, anyone who is chanting and remembering Krishna, pay honor to them. And if they are initiated, then what we should do? With dandavat and with also mind by soul. And if on, free of all offenses, or not criticizing anyone, only in remembering pastimes of Ashtakaliya Leela, always. He has no time for criticizing or doing anything. And always thinking that, one who is chanting, he is in the family of Gaur Chandra, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So only if anyone is more qualified than my God brothers, and my God brothers are not so much qualified, if qualified, very good. But if not so much qualified, highly, and anyone in the Mahaprabhu family is more superior, like Nityananda Parivar, Jannava Parivar, Shyamananda Parivar, in Narottam Parivar, in Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur Parivar, in Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I will surely give my heart to them. Honoring all. So this, if you will be like that, Krishna Prem will certainly come. Don't think that we are divided in so many sections. And only Prabhupada, those who had taken initiation, those who have fallen are not fallen, but they are superior to all. No, giving proper honor to devotees, according to their quality, according to their Krishna prem, then you will see that you are going gradually up and up. This is the process. We are saying, speaking of in the morning class of Shikshastakam, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has taken so many slokas from various scriptures that the Shrutis are telling, Shastras telling, that Krishna is Savishesh and Nirvishesh both. He is Savishesh means?
With attributes. With qualities. With attributes.
Personal and impersonal. That is correct?
Yes.
Personal and impersonal. Both are true. But where there is impersonal and impersonal, there, who is prominent?
Personal
is impersonal. So in Shrutis, these are prominent. So Krishna has shape, transcendental shape, transcendental qualities. He is more beautiful than Narayan and Dwarkadhish, Ram and all. Though they are all same by tattva. They are called what? Swans avatar. What?
Personal expansion.
Personal expansion. All are Krishna. But they are not Krishna actually. Expansions. So Krishna is most beautiful. Especially he is more superior by four qualities. His flute madhuri, venu madhuri, rupa madhuri, gun madhuri, and lila madhuri. And by this he is more superior, root of all his incarnations. They are called all swans. They are all these swans. Ram is so beautiful. Narayan is so beautiful. Dwarkadhish is beautiful. If you have not seen Krishna and you will see Ram, then what will become? You will be of Ram. If you have not seen Krishna, Brajendanandan, and if you will go to Dwarka and see, oh, Rukmini Satyabhama are serving Dwarkadhish and you will give your heart to him. They are how beautiful. So all are so beautiful, merciful, having all the powers. So they are called swans. And jivas? Vibhinans. What vibhinans? They have also shape, attributes, transcendental qualities, everything, because they are part and parcels of Krishna. So they are eternal servant of Krishna. If they have no shape, no qualities, advanced classes of rasa and everything, how they can serve Radha and Krishna conjugal? So everything in potency in us, we have beautiful shape, everything. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has especially, very vividly, with praman of his slokas, he has told. Even we, among us, we have the shape like gopis, and qualities like gopis. Now it is covered, because we have forgotten. From when we forgotten? It is not the fact that we have we forget Krishna. They are serving. How you can achieve? If he is serving in full way, always serving, how he can forget Krishna? No chance of forgetting Krishna. He is always Jogmaya and Brinda Devi, who managed always to remember and to serve Krishna. There is no chance to forget there. And if Jeev has there beautiful shape of gopis or like mother or anything, then he is always serving. What is the reason there that he forget there? We have no example in any Shruti Bhagavatam anywhere that any jeev going to Krishna and he has forgotten Krishna. So from where we have come? We have here everything, but like potency, it has not been sprouted from beginning when we are here. From Karnabdishai Vishnu, from Tatastha Shakti, Jivar Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Tatastha Shakti, from Tatastha Shakti, far marginal point he has come. We have never served Krishna, never served, but we have potency to serve. So now we should adopt this process that there is chance of